That is no coincidence. Coincidence is a secular word for providence. Let the Heavens Open from Carrie Jobe from the album titled Majestic, talking about the majesty of God. And this particular segment of Ray's teaching, as we're going through the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, the year 5779, is called A Sign in Heaven.
I mean, Carrie's anointed. What are you going to do? Jesus. Well, Revelation 12.
And by the way, you can follow along with the notes at victory.radio. Just click on blog, or just click on the blog on the Risenstein Facebook page.
And I've just loaded the third section, which is what we're talking about now as we go through the Magi. It's the star over the city, Jerusalem. So if you want to follow in the notes, we're at the 9:15 break 10, or the second part of this section. Revelation 12, a sign in heaven. So here's the scripture from Revelation 12. A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with a moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant, cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. Now, there's lots more in that story. There's a dragon and all that, but that's not what we're getting into today. So, since the son will rule all the nations with an iron scepter, we know it's Jesus because of scripture, and therefore the mother is then Mary. Well, that event, the sun, the moon, the crown, never happened on earth, but it did in the spirit. And so that's where we're stepping into to say, okay, what are we talking about? Since we know that verse is speaking of the birth of Jesus, we can use it to see when he might have been born by examining the skies around the time BC became AD. So you have the year zero in there, and you got to go back, say, 5 years either direction. So if you can find a time when the sun, the moon, the planets, and the key stars are in the positions mentioned in that verse, then it should tell you when he was born. So they looked for all the possible years anywhere near year zero. So there are 12 signs of the zodiac. Again, that is not astrology, but that is astronomy. It is the path. It's a Hebrew word. Zodiac comes from zod, from the path of the stars. So there's 12 signs there as the earth revolves around the sun. Each sign or constellation is clothed with the sun for 1/12 of the year or 1 month. In other words, so when it's in that position, it's clothed with the sun. If that sign was speaking about Jesus being born to Mary, well, then it has to have to be born, or that particular clothing has to happen when Bethulah the Virgin is clothed with the sun. That's during Tishri right now, the month of September, which is today begins it. In the year 3 BC, the position of the sun, as described in Revelation 12, could only have occurred during that period, August 27th through September 15th. In the year 3 BC, the sun and the moon were in the proper position only one time, September 11th. So you have the sun, then you have the moon to it, and only at a certain time, from sunset to moonset. The new moon signaled the beginning of a new lunar month on Tishri 1. So we know, based on that, Jesus was born on September 11th, 3 BC, on Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets. Now, the interesting part here, Adam and Eve were created in Rosh Hashanah. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and Samuel, and Jesus all born on Rosh Hashanah.
Wow.
Seems like a trend. Just to add a little history to it, Jesus was 30 years old at the time of his baptism. Luke tied this event to the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar, which was in either the flow of 27-28 AD, which would then place the birth of Christ again in 3 BC. We can also conclude, because there's different theories, that Jesus' birth was not at the Feast of Tabernacles or on Passover, as some others have proposed. Both the Feast of Tabernacle and Passover occur in the middle of lunar months. Therefore, there can be no new moon, as required in Revelation 12. So Jesus could not have been born during any of the three pilgrim feasts, Passover, Unleavened Bread, Pentecost, or Tabernacles. These were times when all Jewish men in Israel were required by the law to be in Jerusalem. So the Romans would not have selected any of those three primary festival seasons for a census in Israel in order, you know, the Jews wouldn't have gone, right? So Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem, not to Jerusalem at the time of his birth. So there's no way to be 100% sure because we weren't there. But I think the evidence for me points to Jesus being born on September 11th, 3 BC, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets. So this is his real birthday. All right. So now continuing the question.
I didn't get you anything.
Well, luckily God did. He got
Jesus. That's right. He gave us something.
This is the better Christmas. You don't have to buy all the presents.
I have not done my Rosh Hashanah shopping yet.
And I do love that about Rosh Hashanah is, you know, Christmas, I'm going to show you why December 25th is a cool time. But what's cool about this is you get to receive the gift he gave you.
Yeah. Mm.
And you focus on that instead of all the trappings of the others.
Mm-hmm.
So when did the Magi arrive to see Jesus? Matthew 2:9, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. Well, now that's an odd verse. Planets are sometimes called wandering stars and may appear to be standing when compared to the backdrop of the stars due to the rotation of the earth. Happens with every star. It's called retrogression. Now, remember, we're in BC, therefore year zero, so the number gets smaller as time passes. So we're at 3. So at the end of 2 BC, which is a year later, about 15 months after his birth, Gad, again, that was later called Jupiter, the king planet, appeared at its ordinary time for retrogression directly over Bethlehem on December 25th, just before dawn. The planet literally stopped while in the middle of the constellation of Bethula the Virgin. Middle meaning the abdomen where a woman carries a child in pregnancy. It remained stationary for about 6 days. Why those 6 days? Every year since 164 BC, the Jews celebrated the cleansing of the temple by the Maccabees with an 8-day festival called Hanukkah, the Feast of Lights or Lamps. Since we know John the Baptist was 6 months older than Jesus, because Mary appeared to Elizabeth, and we knew that was 6 months, the Bible says that, John the Baptist was born during Passover in the spring. We know Gabriel appeared to Mary, and Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit sometime in December of 4 BC, probably during the Festival of Lights, or Hanukkah. Mm. So it also seems the Magi arrived during Hanukkah in 2 BC, right at the time we now celebrate the birth of Jesus at Christmas. So, there's nothing wrong with celebrating Christmas. You're just hanging with the Magi, and that's a cool thing, too. So you get double celebrations.
Incredible. Incredible. Just trying to picture, you know, standing at the shepherd's fields.
Oh, goodness.
Looking toward Bethlehem. And if you're interested in going to Israel with us, start planning now.
Yeah, next fall, it looks like.
Yep. Fall of 2019. And a lot of this, well, your Bible will come alive in a way that you've never, ever imagined.
Yeah.
It's Risenstein. It's Victory 91.5. Ray continuing to teach. Coming up, Herod.
This is Pastor Don.